Job chapter 31. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I lustfully look at a virgin? For what is one's portion from God above, and one's inheritance from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity for the unrighteous, and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked in falsehood, and my foot has hastened to deceit, let him weigh me on a just scale, that God may know that I am blameless. If my step has strayed from the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, and if any spot has clung to my hands, then let me sow, and another eat my crops. Let the produce of my field be uprooted. If my heart has been seduced by a woman, and I have stalked my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind another man's grain, and let others have sex with her. That would be a heinous crime. It would be a sin punishable by the judges. For it is a fire that consumes down to destruction, and would uproot everything that is mine. If I have refused justice for my male or female servants, when they brought a complaint against me, then what will I do when God rises to judge me? And when he intervenes, how will I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb also make him? Did not this one fashion both of us in the womb? If I have withheld anything the poor desired, or have caused the hopeful eyes of the widow to fail, or have stingily eaten my morsel alone, and did not share it with orphans, from my youth I raised the orphan like I was his father, and from my mother's womb I have guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or needy having no coat, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he has not warmed himself with a fleece from my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the orphan, because I saw I had no support in the court at the gate, then let my shoulder blade fall from my shoulder, and my arm be broken from its socket. For calamity from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his majesty I could never do that. If I have put my confidence in gold, and have said to the fine gold, "You are my security," if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, or because my hand had acquired much, if I have looked at the sun when it shone, or the moon moving in its splendor, and my heart had been secretly enticed, and my hand threw them a kiss from my mouth, then this also would be iniquity to be punished by the judges, for I would have been false to God above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of one who hated me, or celebrated when calamity overtook him, I have never allowed my mouth to sin by asking for his life with a curse. If those of my tent have not said, "Who can find one who has not been filled with his meat?" But a sojourner has never lodged in the street. I have opened my doors to the traveler. If, like others, I have covered my transgressions by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the crowd, and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I kept silent and would not go outdoors. Oh, that I had one to listen to my case! Look, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. Oh, that I had the indictment of my adversary written down! Surely I would display it proudly on my shoulder. I would wear it like a crown. I would declare to him every one of my steps. Like a prince I would come before him. If my land cried out against me, and its furrows wept together, if I have eaten its fruit without paying, or caused its owners to lose their lives, then let thistles grow instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended.